All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Wild weekend, wild day today. We're going to get into it all. All, of course, talking about Iran. Scooter Magruder is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Robin Aroney is on. General Plowman is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Chopper Supernut is on. Judy Anita is on. Gritterdom is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Ski 824 is on. Snarl Barkley's on. JD Joy 25 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Snoddot is on. Joe Zook is on. General Plowman is on. Chopper Supernut is on. Mike Griffith's on. Let me see here. Todd Stuff is on. D9597 is on. Sheila Kate is on. LA 106 Times is on. Granite 2468 is on. Ian Mark is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Snag Dog is on. Let me see. Peg McGroin is on. Sexy Pony is on. Miniball is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Clean Sanchez is on. K4 VMS is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. See if I missed anybody scrolling down towards the bottom here. Braden McGroin is on. I just screwed up the whole thing. There we go. Back in action, I hope. There we go. Takes me only a second to screw it up. But anyway, scrolling down to the bottom. Richard Perry is on. All right, that'll do it. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. I just want to put this out to you. If you don't, listen, if we're on opposite sides of this, this would be a good podcast for you to take off. I'm just telling you. I'm just warning you. This is a good because listen, I've been in war on in war on Twitter with people, and it's absolutely amazing what I see out there. I honestly believe this. Like, obviously, I'm somebody voted for Donald Trump now 3 times. Not obviously, and by the way, just because there's now a ceasefire, which we'll get into that. We'll get it. It's the first slide that's up. But anyway, now there's a ceasefire. It's not everything that was done prior to the ceasefire is all okay now because there's a ceasefire. And I've seen, here's the disappointment that I've seen. And I was pretty emphatic, even from the pulpit on Sunday and the last podcast on Friday, you know, we don't need to turn on each other. But then I see everybody who doesn't agree with me calling me fake MAGA.
Yeah.
All right. And fake MAGA and all this stuff. Those of us that actually stood by Trump the whole time, we were kicked off of social media for espousing that he won the election in 2020, which he did. All of those things being called fake MAGA because you don't agree. A lot of these Trump, and I hope some of you that argued with me on Twitter are watching this right now, please log on to Rumble. That'd be great. Log on to Rumble and you can argue with me in the chat. But anyway, because I'm all in the mood for that. So bring it on. But anyway, it just truly is amazing to me. I honestly believe that a lot of these people, Trump acolytes, because I do not worship a man. And I'm starting to see there was some when I was a lot, you know, the election stuff was going on. You had like conservative people, solid conservative people. I'm not talking about neocon warmongers that now all the maggots love. All the maggot people, they love the neocon warmongers. They love them now. Love them. Amazing to me. They're all Mike Pence fans now. I mean, they're certainly in agreement with them. But anyway, I honestly believe that if Trump adopted the Democratic Party platform, most MAGA people would follow him there. Yep. I really do. It's amazing to me. They would follow him there. And you're like, Tom, you're anti-Trump? No, I'm anti-acolyte. And understand something. It's about make America great again, not about a person. A person can be wrong. Trump was wrong about Operation Warp Speed. Wrong about the vaccines. Wrong about COVID. Over and over and over again. He was wrong about 15 days to flatten the curve. Wrong about masking. Wrong about the vaccine. Wrong about, he changed 15 days to flatten the curve to 30. Then he went to 60. Wrong about a lot of things. And it's amazing now that Trump can't be wrong. And if you espouse that he's wrong, you're not MAGA. Which, by the way, I don't give a crap whether you call me MAGA or not. I have conservative principles, Christian conservative, federalist, capitalistic principles. That's it. Whether Donald Trump espouses them or not doesn't matter to me. I voted for him because he was more closely aligned to my belief system than anybody running for the Republican ticket and anybody running for the Democrat ticket, obviously. So it's just truly amazing to me. I've just seen it over the last, especially 24 to 36 hours. People in an absolute acolyte, sycophantic fashion following this person. I mean, I saw DC Drano, I believe it was, put out, the fake MAGA has been exposed, you know, and all that. I'm like, you're a freaking retard. You're a retard. You know, so Alex Jones is fake. Tucker Carlson's now, and everyone's turning on him and not following all these people. You know, go right ahead. It doesn't matter. And by the way, just fervently unfollow me. I don't care. I mean, literally do it with violence. Like, go out. You know, go unfollow. I love it. Go right ahead. Because, see, I'm one. I don't care whether I have an audience or not. I don't care whether people stop coming to the church. I honestly don't. I am here to preach whatever it is that's true. Sometimes Trump is in alignment with that truth. Sometimes he's not. He's still pimping and whoring the big, beautiful bill. He's completely wrong. So I guess that makes me anti-MAGA. Fake MAGA because he's completely wrong. Now when Kamala Harris or Joe Biden adds $2 trillion of debt per year to the national debt, they're wrong. But when Trump does it and you point it out, you're anti-MAGA. And when Trump does it, it's right. I mean, I just would love all of these true MAGA people. I would love if Joe Biden was to have conducted the exact same, get this, Aaron, precision strikes that are not war.
Of course not.
They're not war. They're precision strikes. But if it was done here, we would consider it to be an act of war. I mean, imagine how stupid you have to be to make a statement like that. That's it. That's the same as saying that what you aborted was not a child. You might as well just go be a Democrat. Go be a Democrat. If you're going to simply espouse a party MAGA line instead of what's true, go be a Democrat because that's what they do. Whatever they are told to do by their handlers, they do. And that's most, I've just discovered, that's a lot of MAGA people. So Alex Jones is now wrong. Bannon is wrong. Bannon got Trump freaking elected and they're calling him fake MAGA. Bannon got him elected, saved the entire race in 2016. Saved the entire thing, and now he's fake MAGA. And Alex Jones is fake MAGA. Listen, if Bannon didn't get him elected in 16, it was Alex Jones that got him elected in 16.
Yeah.
They had secret meetings with Alex Jones to get him to espouse Donald J. Trump, and he did, and he got elected, and now Alex Jones is fake MAGA. Tucker Carlson is fake MAGA. Matt Gaetz is fake MAGA. Matt Walsh is fake MAGA. Because we didn't agree to bombings using six bunker busters and 30 intercontinental ballistic missiles against Iran. So now we're all fake MAGA. You people that are espousing that are disgusting, repulsive, and here's the thing, idiotic people. Stupid human beings. Stupid. That's what you are. You're an ignoramus. You are a stupid human being. And it's really good for you finally to know that you're a sycophantical, simple-minded moron. You really are. I mean, it's the disgust. Whatever Trump does is right. I mean, oh my gosh, you would have lined up with the swastika on, and you'll be the first one to put a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. You will knock grandma out of the way to put a mark on your right hand or on your forehead because you're so sycophantical, just like everybody who follows the beast. I mean, it's amazing. Oh, Tom just called Trump. I didn't call him. I'm just saying, you have that mindset. Trump is not always right. You called him not right with Operation Warp Speed, but he has to be right with bombing Iran. And boy, we'll get down the roots of why that even happened tonight. All right, so here's the first one. Where the heck am I? Oh, here we are. Vigilant Fox video. Here's Brett Baer announcing the ceasefire. Play for me.
I just want to read this fully so I get the context here. Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire in approximately 6 hours from now when Israel and Iran have wound down and completed their in-progress final missions for 12 hours, at which point the ceasefire for 12 hours,
sure.
At which point the war will be considered ended. Officially, Iran will start the ceasefire, and upon the 12th hour, Israel will start the ceasefire, and upon the 24th hour, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world. During each ceasefire, the other side will remain peaceful and respectful on the assumption that everything works as it should, which it will. I would like to congratulate both countries, Israel and Iran, on having the stamina, courage, and intelligence to end what should be called the 12-day war. This is a war that could have gone on for years and destroyed the entire Middle East, but it didn't and never will. God bless bless Israel. God bless Iran. God bless Iran. God bless the Middle East. God bless the United States of America. And God bless the world.
Just go right to the next one for me. It actually has the Truth Social post from Donald Trump. I don't know if I'm going to read the whole thing or not. But here's my problem with it. Is congratulations to everyone. This sounds like we just ended a golf tournament. 1,000 people are dead. And Trump's making this sound like this was, you know, basically we are coming to the end of a banquet. Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by in between Iran and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire in approximately 6 hours, blah, 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 blah. I'll just skip right down to the bottom. The entire Middle East, but it didn't and never will. The 12-day war. This is a war that could have gone on for years and destroyed the entire Middle East, but it didn't. And never will. So it says never will. Now, here's the interesting part about that. So I guess once there, Aaron, get this now, Brett, get this. Once there's a ceasefire in the Middle East, oh, it's over then. It's settled law, right? It's settled law once there's a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Now, all the people that have propagated this war, now, when there was a, quote, a pseudo ceasefire or a lessening of tensions in Ukraine, in comes Mike Pompeo, and in comes in Lindsey Graham, the same people that are propping up this war. So you think they're just going to let this rest and all of them being funded by AIPAC, and they're not going to get into any smoke-filled back rooms and reinstigate this bad boy? Oh, don't worry, Aaron. You can trust Netanyahu. Oh, yeah. You can trust him. Israel has violated 350 ceasefires since 2008. But according to Trump, it's over. As if we just got done with a golf tournament and we're having a post-golf tournament banquet. And listen, I hope it is over because people are dying. People are dying for no reason. There's no reason for this war. And believe me, we'll get into it. And by the way, when you drop missiles on each other, it's a war. Oh, they're targeted tactical strikes. Oh, really? Let's have some targeted tactical strikes on our military base in Norfolk. And we'd all go, don't worry, it's not a war. Oh, there's just targeted tactical strikes. Is that all? I mean, see, what really tees me off about human beings is when they don't apply their ideology to themselves. If we were tactically struck, we wouldn't consider it an act of war. I mean, you've lost your freaking stupid minds. You really have. It's amazing. I am actually sad that I had to partner with those idiots to elect Donald Trump. Because you're a sycophantical little acolyte agitprop. You really are. You're a little agitprop with Trump's hand up your anal puppet chute. And no man should have that level of control. I told you, don't watch it. Turn off the podcast. You don't agree. I don't. Listen, you're like, Tom, you could ruin your whole podcast. I don't care. See, I'm not like Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk comes out against this, and then I'm sure he got a little phone call from somebody. And the next thing you know, Charlie Kirk's for it. Talk about being a whore. Talk about being a pathetic whore. That suddenly you're against all of this. I mean, you start off, you're against it because he knows that's MAGA. Trump is not MAGA. MAGA's MAGA. Trump follows MAGA. He knows that that's MAGA. And then he finds out that, you know what, Charlie? You're not going to get any interviews. See, you're a whore then. If you decide what's right and what's wrong, your behavior is determined by somebody else's approval, you're going to have a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. You're going to have a mark on it. And what's really sad is some of you, and there's probably some that are watching right now, you were great on COVID. You were even great on Ukraine. I saw people blow that too. They're right on COVID, then wrong on Ukraine. It's all the exact same murderous spirit. Exact same. Murderer from the beginning. Did anybody get killed in this? So that's of God? For what? What did Iran do? Name it. Please tell me. What did Iran do? They threatened to kill us. Okay, you know what? I'm sure, listen, my dog attacks raccoons all the time, so I have to rescue them. And the raccoons turn on me. But you know what I don't do? Clobber them with a baseball bat because they threatened to kill me. The raccoon threatened to kill me. He turned around and threatened to kill me. He has no chance of killing me. So I don't need to kill him just because he threatened to kill me when he has no ability to do so. Yeah, that's the reason. Oh, and of course, Donald Trump, let's see, doesn't attack him in 2017, doesn't attack him in 18, doesn't attack him in 19, doesn't attack him in 20. And now the first 6 months doesn't attack Iran at all. Never mentioned it. And please don't give me the barf Ralph of he always said that he wouldn't let them have nukes. He said he would never let them have nukes, but he never said he was going to bomb them. He never said he was going to bomb them. He said he wouldn't have let them have nukes. And he was negotiating all that. And on the 61st day, after he asked Netanyahu to give him more time, Netanyahu bombs them on day 61. And then then suddenly Trump attacks Iran, and all the idiots what I will call fake MAGA, because you're fake MAGA. You're the fake MAGAs. Because MAGA could be transformed into anything. It could be transformed into pure feces and you'd follow it. If you thought a lump of feces was Donald Trump, MAGA, these MAGA people that I'm talking about would roll in it. They would roll in it. Disgusting human beings. Really are. Gross. So anyway, I forgot what I was talking about, but I'll get back to it, I'm sure, at some point. Just go to the next one for me. All right, so go to the next one. Matt Gaetz tweet. There will always be another Iranian mountain to bomb for the neocons. Here it is. We're already getting the suggestions. Pickaxe Mountain, Iran's lesser-known underground nuclear facility. Not on the three list. Oh, here we are again.
Oh, my God.
Look here. Here's another one. There will always be another mountain for us to bomb for Israel. Oh, that I was going to say. Leave this up. So what I was saying was Donald Trump never attacked. Never even said he was going to bomb Iran. Never. He said he would not let them have a nuclear weapon. So, and then we had the 60-day negotiation with Iran. Asked Netanyahu for an extension. Netanyahu blows up and bombs. And then suddenly, Trump has always said he was going to bomb Iran. When? Name it. Find me. Go ahead, find it for me. Find the videos where Trump said he was going to. Now, we have plenty of, now, all you real fake MAGAs, you call me fake MAGA, you're fake MAGA, because all the other neocons and neocons on the left, like Hillary Clinton, vowed to bomb Iran. They did, but Trump never did. But suddenly, so Israel does it, and it just happens that now Trump decides to bomb Iran. You can't put two and two together because you're such a freaking moron that Trump simply did it because now he feels like he's been leveraged into doing so. You don't understand that he was given $100 million by the Iranian lobby and now he's leveraged into doing so? No, Trump was always good. These are tactical strikes that have been conjured up in Trump's mind for years. You really are a stupid human being. You really are. I mean, it's a pathetic state of affairs when Trump didn't bomb them ever, never considered it, for 4 years of his first term. And that we never heard, Aaron, how many times? Let's pull up all the videos of Trump talking about bombing Iran prior to Israel bombing them.
Never.
In this term. Pull them up. You know, Aaron won't find any. As good as he is, he won't find one because he never even considered bombing Iran until he was leveraged into doing so. And he never should have been leveraged into doing so. He should have stood up just like he should have stood up during COVID and he didn't. He knew it was a big fraud. And because of the political ramifications of standing up, he chose not to. And I'm not going to sycophantically follow Donald Trump when he's flat out freaking wrong. If you want to do that, go right ahead. You will end up burning in hell with a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. It's not what you do. You don't make determinations like Charlie Kirk did on, you know what, I came out, I'm on the right side of things, but then I found out that Donald Trump's staff doesn't agree with me, so now I'm going to go, and then now I'm going to forsake all that is correct and follow that which is wrong for expedient purposes. You're a whore. You're an absolute freaking whore. And that's how a lot of these people are. Well, you know what? If I say that Trump's wrong, that's like all respect to the Hodge twins.
Yeah.
All respect to people like that. All respect to Tucker Carlson, although I heard he called and apologized to Trump. But that was, I think it was pre, it's a couple of these things. But anyway, so go to the next one for me. Mark Levin. So here's the people that all you pro-Iranian bombers are now aligned with. Mark Levin, who was a fervent anti-Trumper, hated Trump, hated him. Breaking the New York Times, the U.S. has obtained intelligence indicating that Iran-backed militias are planning attacks on American bases in Iraq and Syria, which is now past news, in retaliation. I'm showing you this because I'll show you another one later. He's just going to, now this didn't turn out. So because this one didn't turn out, now he's propagating other possibilities because he wants regime change. And if you think that that's off the table, you've lost your mind, because once again, Aaron came up with the data that basically Bibi Netanyahu has been on and off the prime minister of Israel for 25 years, more on, way more on than off. But Israel has violated 300 plus ceasefires since 2008. The report highlights growing concerns with the Pentagon that proxy forces may attempt, which then open new fronts, whatever. Well, this also opens up false flag attacks run by Mossad to re-engage the war. But Aaron, don't worry. Benjamin Netanyahu, he would never do that.
No, of course.
Except for now, definitive proof has come out that he stood down for 7 hours on 10-7-23.
Oh.
That's weird, isn't it? It's almost like he wanted the war so he could bomb Gaza. It's almost like, you know what? He bombed Gaza because who was it that attacked on 10-7? Hamas, sponsored by Iran, also sponsored by Mossad. So now you get to bomb Gaza and Iran also. Isn't that great? Unbelievable. All right, go to the next one. Here it is. The Iranian Nazi regime. There, okay, first one didn't pan out. So there, he's got to bring it back now. The Iranian Nazi regime is desperately trying to hold on to power with no effect. Oh, Aaron, we blew up the nuclear sites. What's there left? Because that's all that it was about, right? These are targeted strikes that are not warfare. There's intercontinental ballistic missiles shot from our submarines 300 miles away. 30 of them. And bunker buster bombs dropped by B-2 bombers. But that's not an act of war. Those are targeted strikes. What a bunch of idiots. I mean, really stupid human beings. Well, it's just no wonder. I'm driving down the road, and I wonder how people can drive the way that they are, because they really are. They're stupid people. Will the regime be provided an off-ramp without surrendering unconditionally? In other words, will the regime be given a lifeline and survive to terrorize and murder? Where? Who? Us? Build more ballistic missiles and develop nukes and intercontinental missiles in the future. Like Netanyahu said they're going to do 3 weeks to a year away since 1984. That's a fact. That would be a disastrous outcome after all this. And then Matt Walsh responds, Mark, a peaceful, quick resolution would not be disastrous by any coherent definition of the term. Which, again, if Trump actually keeps this ceasefire, which I believe there's a strong chance that he will, because Trump is great. He's certainly better than Kamala Harris, but he's not an infallible lord, you bunch of MAGA morons. It's just what I have seen over the last couple days is truly unbelievable. Actually orchestrating block parties by all of these people with all the, you know, they have the MAGA insignia and the Donald Trump this and the Donald Trump that. I'm surprised they don't have Trump Woodstock and a Trump church and Trump idyllic statues that they worship and burn incense to. They probably do. Jesus is certainly not their Lord. Because if Trump decided to be pro-choice, they'd be pro-choice. If Trump decided to be pro-trans in the military, they would then justify that. Because if Trump does, it has to be right. I will never go down that line. Ever. Everybody needs to realize when you read the Bible and you read Revelation 13 and 14, when you're talking about Beast 1 and Beast 2, these are appealing human beings. Otherwise, the whole world wouldn't follow them. And I'm not, listen, Trump is in no way, shape, or form like that. But if you have a mindset like that, where you just sycophantically and agitprop fashion follow a human being, you are very vulnerable to the Antichrist spirit. Because that's what everybody did during COVID too. Well, the experts, you worship at the feet of expertise that isn't even expertise. Let's go to this one. PBD podcast video there. PBD is all in favor of it, but they had a moment of coherence here. PBD podcast video. Walmart is bigger than Iran. Play for me.
Hope you didn't Google it, Brandon. Hope
I did
you
not
search it.
I did
what
not.
What do you think if U.S.'s GDP, top line revenue, is between 28 to 30 trillion dollars? What do you think is the top line revenue of Iran?
400 billion.
Adam, what would you say?
Somewhere between 300 and 600 billion, somewhere in that range.
It's $400 billion.
Oh wow. I swear to God, I didn't look it up.
Okay, Brandon. Okay, buddy.
Nerd.
By the way, check this out. You ready for this? You ready for this? Rob, can you do me a favor, Rob? Can you pull up What is Walmart's top line revenue?
Oh, man.
Can you pull up what is Walmart's top line revenue? Pull up what is Walmart's top line revenue.
Don't tell me.
Just type in, what is Walmart's top line revenue? Look what it tells you. Watch this, folks. Iran, 92 million people. What is their top line revenue? Not the stock price.
Market cap.
Top line revenue is $681 billion.
Oh, my God.
Walmart is bigger than Iran. How the hell is that possible?
Wow.
Walmart has 2.5 million employees. Iran has 92 million people. Smart people, Iranians know math. They're engineers. They're brilliant. They've built some of the most incredible things.
So what we do is we go in and we bomb Iran. Okay. For what? All right. Let's look at the list here. Shall we? Let's look at it. First of all, George W. Bush turned down bombing Iran, but Donald Trump took it up. And you're like, well, that's good. You had to take care of the problem. What's the problem? What's the threat to you from Iran? What is it? Okay, their GDP is less than the state of Pennsylvania. Why don't we go bomb North Carolina? If we are bombing people to prevent a threat to America from people who have threatened America, then why aren't we bombing Little Rocket Man? North Korea, Kim Jong-un, why are we bombing him? Because he actually has an intercontinental delivery system with a reentry system in place. Does Iran, Aaron? No. Iran can't even reach Israel with a nuclear weapon.
Right.
All right. So they can't hit us and they can't hit Iran, but Iran has to take down their nuclear capabilities. The other thing I want to say to everybody, prove to me that we got 1 ounce of uranium in these bombing attacks, because we didn't. The satellite footage of them loading up all those uranium rods long before we hit. So what we did was blow giant holes into a mountain, put ourselves $500-700 billion more in debt for nothing. Didn't really do anything. There's no radioactive clouds. There's no evidence of any. Wouldn't there be radioactive activity if we blew up their radioactive isotopes? Wouldn't there be? Don't see it. It's not happening. So where is it exactly? There's giant holes in the ground. I'll give you that. But where's the evidence that we actually eradicated their nuclear program? Except Donald Trump saying, oh, but here come the real MAGAs. The real MAGAs, right? Oh, it has to be true then, because Donald Trump said it. Oh, Donald Trump said it. I just have to agree then. Even though wrong on COVID, wrong on the mask, wrong on the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed, 15 days to flatten the curve, to 30 days to flatten the curve, to 60 days to flatten the curve. Bought into Anthony Fauci. Just recently called Deborah Birx a wonderful human being. Just recently. The vaccine whore herself. Wonderful human being. So again, we're bombing Iran for what exactly? The threat to the United States, because they're in their parliament saying death to America. Okay, so that's why you do it. But Kim Jong-un, who actually has a delivery system that can reach the United States of America, why are we bombing him? Because there are two grievous consequences bombing him. We know that if we bomb Iran, nothing's going to happen to us. That's why. What a bunch. I mean, that's cowardice. If you really, all of you people who are like, Tom's wrong on this. Really, I'm wrong? Okay. Then why? Explain to me why we're not bombing North Korea. Your answer will be, because the consequences are too grievous. Well, then you're just a freaking bully. I thought you were a principled person. I thought you were going to take out the threats. Then why are we not right now engaging Xi Jinping? Why? Their nuclear weapons program is not nearly as good as ours. If we want to do a preemptive strike to keep them from getting nuclear, keep them from having as good a nuclear program as we are, why are we not doing it? We're attacking Iran because Israel wants us to attack Iran for the military industrial complex, for Iranian donors right out of APAC. I mean, not Iranian, Israeli donors right out of APAC. And because we can get away with it. There's benefits with no consequences, because we know what's going to happen, because Iran has a GDP, gross domestic product, of Pennsylvania. So we had just attacked Pennsylvania. They have no ability. What's our GDP? Does anybody know? What's our GDP? So theirs is $400 billion. Ours is $29.18 trillion. And we just attacked a country with 400, but why don't we attack North Korea? Come on. All you people in the chat, send it to me right now. Send it to me. Go ahead. Send it to me. Why aren't we attacking North Korea? Why? because you don't want to, because you're afraid of it. And you know what? You should be. But you know Iran can't do anything to you, so you attack us. You might as well. Why don't you just put a mask on right now for COVID? Because you're not afraid. But same mindset. I'm going with COVID. I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to get 10 vaccinations so that I can show that I am righteous, even though the virus is of no threat to me. It's exactly the same freaking spirit as Iran. I'm going to treat Iran like it's this grievous threat to me. Oh my God. What name the last time Iran was any threat to the United States whatsoever. Only time they can ever reach out and touch us is through Hamas and Hezbollah, because we're over there and shouldn't be over there. And Donald Trump used to be for that. $400 billion GDP, and ours is $29 trillion. Well, let's go kick the little guy. And you're like, oh, what are you saying, Tom? They're good people? No, I've never said they're good people. I never said this was going to end in World War III. I never said any of those things. I said it was a nonsensical attack that makes absolutely no sense. Why in the world would you? Where's the evidence? Show me the empirical evidence. Because Tulsi Gabbard, our DNI that everybody just loves. What happened to that, everybody? What happened to that love? Where is that? Because she testified in March that they had no nuclear weapon, were nowhere near to a nuclear weapon, and weren't trying to develop a nuclear weapon. Then suddenly Trump believes it's weeks away and says she's wrong. He didn't say she was wrong in March, but now she's wrong after Israel attacks. And you actually stand up for that. You just think it was spontaneous on Trump's part. He just finally decided to take action. Would he have taken action if Israel wouldn't have hit first? Would he? No, and you know he wouldn't. You know that he wouldn't, but yet you're going to say that he would because he has. What a pathetic human being you are if you think like that. You're a pathetic human being that you know that espousing that Trump was going to attack anyway is a bold-faced lie, and the only reason why he did was because Israel did. But you're going to espouse the lie because it makes you feel better about yourself and Trump. When I'm wrong, I simply say that I'm wrong. It's the way that's how it works. So explain to me why it is that we would attack a third world country. $400 billion is their total GDP. That's smaller than Walmart. Walmart's is $500 billion. And we just attacked Walmart. Amazing. They have no delivery system. They have no ability to refuel aircraft in the air. And we're going to blow up their country? Why? Why? Explain that to me. Saudi Arabia spends four times the amount of defense than Iran does. I know they're horrible people. I know the mullahs are horrible people, but they were installed by the CIA and Mossad as we've overthrown that country twice, then paid another country, Iraq, to attack them, and then we threw out the guy who attacked them and killed him too. And now suddenly the Israeli lobby is correct in this one attack. Imagine being a quote-unquote MAGA person, and you know that the Israeli lobby is wrong over and over and over again, but now they're suddenly right in June of 2025 for this one strike because Trump says they're right. What a simple, worshipful mindset that you have. Unbelievable. I honestly believe that if Trump adopted the Democratic Party platform, all these quote-unquote real MAGA people that have exposed to fake MAGA people like me, that they just go, you know what? Trump's right. Democrats are right suddenly. All right, let's go to the next one. Johnny St. Pete video. Tucker tells Dan Caldwell, you must be watching Fox News. Play for me.
I don't think you watch Fox News. I heard Ted Cruz say that the Iranians are going to nuke LA.
Well, as of right now, they don't have a nuclear bomb. One interesting thing is Iran has not developed missiles that go beyond a certain range. Doesn't mean they can't. But they have been hesitant to up until this point because they don't want to be seen as threatening countries outside their region.
So why is Ted Cruz saying they're going to nuke LA?
I think, and again, I've been a big Ted Cruz fan over the years. I've come to, you know, respect him on many levels. I think he is repeating a talking point to help raise the level in people's minds, the level of threat that Iran actually imposed.
Order to justify American involvement in regime change.
There. Correct. Let's be honest. Iran has been a bad actor in the Middle East. They have been a major sponsor of terrorism. indisputably. But I believe their economy is the size of Pennsylvania. Saudi Arabia alone spends four times what they do on defense. They're bordered by Pakistan that has a nuclear weapon, and they have pretty decent relationship right now. But over the years, there's been tension because Pakistan's Sunni, Iran Shia. You have Israel with a very capable nuclear triad and very capable army. So they're surrounded by countries in the region that have historical antagonisms with them. And they simply right now do not possess the capability to hit the United States with
They have no capability. So why hit them? If you're going to, if our international policy of engagement is going to be, if somebody's a threat to us, then we're going to take them out. Then why have we not hit North Korea? The greatest threat to us is Russia and China. Why have we not hit them? But let alone if we want to catch somebody before they get the weapon, then why are we not hitting North Korea right now? Because they are on the cusp of a delivery system. They already have it. They are on a cusp of a reentry system and really already have it, but it's still somewhat in the experimental stages. Why are we not hitting them exactly? Can anybody explain that to me? Because it really is just blatant cowardice. You hit the country that you score the political points for without any consequence. Same thing with COVID. I get to act like I'm a lifesaver by wearing a mask and taking 10 vaccinations and standing 6 feet apart and closing my business and closing the church. Look at me save lives from something that's not even a threat. Let me bomb a country and I get all the accolades for it. I saved America from a country that's not even a threat. $400 billion a year is a threat. Our deficit this year is going to be $2.6 trillion. And their entire budget, their entire economy is $400 billion. They have no delivery system. They have no bomb. And Tulsi Gabbard testified in March they had no delivery system, no bomb, no reentry system, no ability to create a bomb. Have no interest in creating a bomb, and now that's suddenly wrong. Trump believed it then, but didn't believe it 2 months later after Israel strike. And all the people on the true MAGA people believe that this is Donald Trump's plan the whole time. Oh, yeah. He couldn't be manipulated because he's God. No, he's a 79-year-old man, and he's fallible. That's who he is. And I like Trump. I voted for him 3 times. This is a big mistake. It doesn't matter. You got a ceasefire. Okay. You got a ceasefire. So that makes everything that's happened right. No, it's just like COVID ended. Does that make everything that happened right now? COVID ended. It did end. We don't have to worry. Nobody's worrying about it anymore, except for the real idiots still driving around alone with a mask on their face. But that makes it all right. All the people, Trump's Operation Warp Speed killed 35 million people. That's 35 million excess deaths from the vaccination. That's Trump's Operation Warp Speed. And all the people that think, you know, I see somebody yell in the chat. Bless Israel. Okay, first of all, you have no clue what you're talking about, and you're not reading your Bible. Somebody told you that. Go back, find the verses. Stand on Bible verses. If you're going to believe something, faith comes by hearing. That's what belief is, right? Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. The word of God is not somebody who told you. Genesis 12:3. Bless Israel and you'll be blessed. That doesn't even say that. It doesn't even say that. But somebody told you to. Probably the Israel lobby when they were rewriting the Scofield Bible.
Yep.
I mean, please understand what you're even freaking talking about. Actually study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, so let me ask you this. The people, bless Israel. Okay, Israel is number one in the Middle East. Number one in LGBTQ rights. Number one. So you blessing that? Bless them now. Bless them. Bless them. They have 16,000 abortions a year in a country of 9 million. They have 7 out of every 1,000pregnancies end in abortion. Bless them now. Come on. Come on. Those of you that say bless Israel no matter what, bless them in their abortions. Send money to them. Bless them in their abortions. You do it. You bless them. Or you're not going to be blessed. He's talking to Abraham, and we are the Abrahamic covenant. Everybody under the umbrella of Christ is the Abrahamic covenant. That can be Jews or Gentiles, but that is what is to be blessed. The body of Christ. Not a country run by Benjamin Netanyahu that believes in it. Okay, now, they also believe in biometric ID and lab meat. You go bless them now. Go bless them now. Come on, get in there. Bless them. They're antithetical to all you believe as a Christian conservative. You're supposed to bless them? Is that what God does? Is that what God does? Bless them no matter what? Is that what he does? Have you ever read your freaking Bible? Ever? Ever? Or you just espouse whatever chemical fart goes on between your ears? I told you, don't watch the podcast tonight. You're just an absolute mindless moron to espouse. Bless Israel. Bless Israel. Well, go bless them in all their sin then. Why are you not sending money to them? If you believe in blessing Israel, why are you not sending money to them like a tithe so that you'll receive back? Why? It says you bless them, though, but you'll get blessed. Why are you not sending money? You know why you're not? Because Benjamin Netanyahu espouses biometric ID, which is basically a QR-coded mark of the beast, lab-grown meat. He's pro-LGBTQ. He's pro-abortion. He's pro-vaccine. He's pro-mask wearing. Why don't you bless all that and send money to it then? You could bless Israel. That is Israel. Why don't you bless Mossad, who killed JFK, who took down the Twin Towers? Why are you not blessing Mossad? That's Israel. All right, let's go to the next one. Townhall.com video. Here's it. By the way, you're in favor of the bombings? So's John Bolton. Play it for me.
Is Trump's national security advisor from his first term, Ambassador John Bolton. Mr. Ambassador, so grateful to see you. Thank you for being here. Were you surprised that President Trump took such decisive action?
Well, let me say this unequivocally. I think President Trump made the right decision for America to attack Iran's nuclear weapons program. And I think we're on the verge of potentially seeing regime change in Iran as part of that. I think this is a huge change in the Middle East. It was a decisive action. It was the right thing to do. I thought somebody should do it for a long time, but better late than never.
Yeah, John Bolton said somebody should have done it for a long time. Go bless it, everybody. You bless Israel, you'll be blessed. Just like Johnny B. You're just like him. Congratulations. You're just like John Bolton. Say it. Just say it out loud. I'm with John. Come on, say it out loud. I'm with John. At least say this. I'm with John on this. How's that? I'm not with John with anything. He thought we should have done this years ago. You know why? Because John Bolton can't do one push-up, not one sit-up, doesn't know how to shoot a gun, but he'll send your sons and daughters to go die in wars for him so that he can continue to receive contributions from the military-industrial complex and get speaking engagements from them also. That's why. Love of money is the root of all evil. Actually memorize Bible verses. That's faith. That's correct faith. Erica video. Now, okay, that's John. You're agreeing with John Bolton. Now, what do the Democrats have to say about bombing Iran? Play for me.
The United States is clear. We will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
If I'm the president, we will attack Iran. Whatever stage of development they might be in their nuclear weapons program in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be able to totally obliterate them. That's a terrible thing to say, but those people who run Iran need to understand that.
Make no mistake, a nuclear-armed Iran is not a challenge that can be contained. It would threaten the elimination of Israel, the security of Gulf nations, and the stability of the global economy. It risks triggering a nuclear arms race in the region and the unraveling of the non-proliferation treaty. That's why a coalition of countries is holding the Iranian government accountable. And that's why the United States will do what we must to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. I made that clear when I came into office.
And look, I mean, Iran has American blood on their hands, okay? And what we saw in terms of just this attack on Israel, 200 ballistic missiles, what we need to do to ensure that Iran never achieves the ability to be a nuclear power, that is one of my highest priorities.
So if you have proof.
So now, though, we can run. Let's go through the list if I can remember them all in the video. So you got Hussein Obama. You got Biden. You've got Kamala Harris and several others. Hillary Clinton. Probably Mitt Romney sitting right there next to Obama would have espoused the exact same thing. Of course, And we all disagree with that. I mean, didn't you, all you MAGA people that are calling me fake MAGA now, because I remember we all used to disagree with them. Aaron, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember we all used to disagree with Hussein? We all used to disagree with Hillary? We all used to disagree with Biden? But now that Trump does exactly what they're espousing, they're all right. And so's he. Really? It's amazing, your transformation. It's as if you have no principles. It's as if you have no guts whatsoever. It's as if you won't even look at what is actually factual. And that Trump was never going to bomb them until he was leveraged in there by Netanyahu and AIPAC money and $100 million donated to his campaign, which we will get into. Let's go to the next one. Here's Jeffrey Sachs. What if the strike wasn't an act of war, but an act of silence? Play it for me.
But the war in Syria, and you may actually hear from grown-up reporters who are lying through their teeth or ignorant beyond imagining that, oh, the war in Syria, yes, Russia intervened in Syria. Well, do you know that that Obama tasked the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government starting 4 years before Russia intervened? What kind of nonsense is that? And how many times did the New York Times report on Operation Timber Sycamore, which was the presidential order to the CIA to overthrow Bashar al-Assad? 3 times in 10 years. This is not democracy. This is a game. And it's a game of narrative. Why did the U.S. invade Iraq in 2003? Well, first of all, it was completely phony pretenses. It wasn't, oh, we were so wrong, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. They actually did focus groups in the fall of 2002 to find out what would sell that war to the American people. Abe Schulsky, if you want to know the name of the PR genius. They did focus groups on the war. They wanted the war all the time. They had to figure out how to sell the war to the American people, how to scare the shit out of the American people. It was a phony war. Where did that war come from? You know what? It's quite surprising. That war came from Netanyahu, actually. You know that? It's weird. And the way it is that Netanyahu had from 1995 onward the theory that the only way we're going to get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah is by toppling the governments that support them. That's Iraq, Syria, and Iran. And the guy's nothing if not obsessive. And he's still trying to get us to fight Iran this day, this week. He's a deep, dark son of a bitch, sorry to tell you. Because he's gotten us into endless wars, and because of the power of all of this in the U.S. politics, he's gotten his way. But that war was totally phony. So what is this democracy versus dictatorship? Come on. These are not even sensible terms.
So who posted this? Oh, Donald J. Trump posted this in January of when, Aaron? This year.
Yeah.
And he said, there you have Jeffrey Sachs. And in the video posted by Donald J. Trump, clipped by Donald J. Trump to specifically talk about Netanyahu trying to push us into a war with Iran after he pushed us into a war with Iraq. But now, suddenly, on June 20th, Donald Trump decides to spontaneously do a tactical strike that's not an act of war. But mere 6 months ago, just before he took the oath, he was talking about Benjamin Netanyahu trying to leverage the United States into a war with Iran and speaking out against it by posting a Jeffrey Sachs video. And then all of you legitimate MAGA people are saying that, you know, Donald Trump, this is something he had planned the whole time, because he always said that Iran was not going to have a nuke. He never said he was going to bomb Iran. Never. Not one time. Not one time did he ever say that. He said he wasn't going to allow them to have. What did he do in his first term? Sanctions. Got out of the nuclear deal and sanctioned them into being absolutely bankrupt, which is what he was trying to do this time. If you actually want to know Trump's motivations, he was going to sanction them into financial oblivion again. He was never going to bomb them, MAGA morons. He was never going to do it. And you want to believe that he just decided to do this, just decided to do it. Like this is always going to happen. And it's all backed up because Trump said, I'm never going to allow them to have a nuclear weapon. But now, mere 6 months ago, He was making fun of Netanyahu for trying to push America to bomb Iran, and then suddenly bombing Iran is righteous? And suddenly now he decides to bomb Iran? As if he planned it the entire time? No, he was bullied into it. And once again, speaking of bullies, that's what attacking Iran is. They have no way to defend themselves. But we don't attack people who are a legitimate threat because there'd be too grievous a consequence. What is the very essence of bullying? Going up and beating up somebody who has no ability to defend themselves. They don't. They're wretched, horrible, terrorist people. That's the truth. They are. You don't find a block of people in the United States. I'm not going to say the address because everybody will look it up, but there was an area that I used to hate to go to in law enforcement because it was a bunch of people, just pure white trash people. Okay, everybody's on drugs. Nobody's working. It's a mobile home park. Nobody's working. I hate to go there. And listen, they're a threat. They were money suckers. Everybody's on welfare. Everybody's taking prescription drugs. Well, you know what you don't do? Well, I kill them. You don't just go kill them because they're wretched people. That's not what you do. And Trump handled them perfectly in the first administration. Hey, Aaron, what's the difference? Oh, what's the difference? Oh, Iran didn't bomb them in the first administration, so Trump didn't bomb them. And then all the real MAGA people, no, this is what Trump had planned the whole time because he's a genius. Oh, really? Why didn't he ever discuss it before? Ever. Ever. No, you don't. The whole thing is that Iran gets bombed because there's absolutely no consequence for bombing them. Why are we not doing this to other countries? Tom, you're saying that over and over. Yeah, I know. I mean, I want somebody to explain that to me. Why are we not orchestrating a tactical mission, a precise strike? Why are we not doing that in the war in Ukraine? Slava Ukraine, Lindsey Graham, Mike Pompeo. Why are we not doing that? Oh, because Russia has 6,000 nuclear missiles with reentry systems and delivery ability. That's why. But we're going to do it to Iran because there's not even any proof that they've ever had a bomb. There's no proof that they're developing a bomb. We would know if they were. And two, right now, even after this successful mission, there's no proof that it's successful. And Trump, 6 months ago, said it would be a stupid thing. He posted it. I wish I could point both fingers. There, he posted it. He posted how stupid Netanyahu is for trying to push us into war. He couldn't stand Netanyahu then. They weren't even on speaking terms. But so Netanyahu knew they weren't on speaking terms, so he goes and bombs Iran anyway and leverages Trump through the Israeli lobby to then back up the bombing with his own bombing, all for regime change. Yeah, right now we've got a ceasefire. Well, that's been violated over 300 times since 2008 by Israel itself. Where the heck am I? All right, Steve Bannon, get her post. Steve, the entire point of the exercise, right on the bottom, Trump's strike on Iran cements Netanyahu's political comeback. Let's go through the timeline here. 2 days. Everybody see this? Oh, Trump's a genius and always right. Okay. 2 days prior, and I'm going to have to speak about this in non-parliamentary language because I don't understand the parliamentary system except for basically, you know, you have to, you know, pull together a conglomerate government. But anyway, the parliamentary system. So he was basically facing a recall. That's the Democrat way to put it. Benjamin Netanyahu is facing a recall. How does this work? Same thing that just happened to Trudeau, but you end up with Mark Carney now. He's another worthless globalist who loves Netanyahu. But anyway, so you're on, if you're in favor of the strike, you and Trudeau and Mark Carney, you're all simpatico. Congratulations on that. So Netanyahu, 2 days prior to the attack, was facing a recall. And he won it by 2 votes. 2. If he would have lost it, they would have had a new election like they do in the parliamentary system. By 2. So he decides, you know what? I had better start a war or I'm going to get recalled. He's got 2 votes in his favor. He's finished. He's finished politically unless he starts a war. Now you got emergency powers. Don't have to worry about recall elections now. Don't need to worry about it whatsoever. Isn't it amazing? But again, for the real MAGA people, this was Trump decided, you know what? I'm going to do surgical strikes that aren't warfare, except if they occurred on our continent. I'm going to do surgical strikes just off the top of my head. It has nothing to do with Benjamin Netanyahu trying to save his political career by starting another war that Trump was making fun of 6 months ago. I mean, again, people who espouse that this is 5D chess and that Trump has made the world a safer place and that being absolutely antithetical to the original MAGA platform is now MAGA, you can't be any dumber than you are. Just look in the mirror and say, man, I'm dumb. All right, go to the next one for me. Viva Fry tweet. From releasing the Epstein files, Aaron, can you pull up the Epstein flight log?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, yeah, it hasn't been released yet. But don't worry, we dropped a couple of bunker busters.
Oh, good.
Oh, I wonder why we did. Could it be because there's different people on the Epstein flight log that don't want to be known? And that Benjamin Netanyahu's leveraging the Trump administration to bomb Iran? That couldn't happen, could it? Oh, of course not. Even though, weirdly, that here we are on, I don't know, day 150-ish, something like that, in the Trump administration, we still have no Epstein flight log. Tom, are you saying that Trump diddled kids? Absolutely not. I know that he didn't. I know that he didn't. But he has connections with Epstein. So does many other people in the Republican Party, and that's why they're hiding it. And that's why Dan Bongino and Kash Patel shamed themselves, grabbed their ankles, and bold-faced lied on national TV. About that, about crooks, and about other things. No Epstein files, and this is what? From releasing the Epstein files and no new wars, too. Now, that was, let's go through this, Viva Fry tweet. So Viva Fry, the person who actually has a rudder, who actually has principle, unlike you bunch of moronic true MAGA people, because true MAGA was release the Epstein files and no new wars. It's not a war. It's a precision strike, except if it happened in Norfolk, Virginia. I mean, you see how stupid you are? I mean, I want you to just understand how stupid you are. I mean, Pearl Harbor was a precision strike, wasn't it? Wouldn't involve, didn't involve civilians. Wasn't that an act of war? Imagine it. I never can understand how people look abject idiocy in the face and don't recognize it. 15 days to flatten the curve. Oh, suddenly, is that right now too? So from releasing the Epstein files to no new wars, that was MAGA, to no Epstein files and new wars, and that's the new MAGA. And if you don't agree with that, you're fake MAGA. So let's just, I'll try to unwind this in my mind. The new fake MAGA is the real MAGA, and the new real MAGA is the fake MAGA. And you might as well just go be a transgender. And if you dare voice the slightest bit of concern about the trajectory of the administration that Elon Musk has left, and now we're in a war, and now we're deficit spending to $2 trillion a year. Aaron, pull up all the latest on Doge. Oh, you can't. Yeah. You know why? Because there isn't any.
Yeah.
There isn't any on Doge, and we're spending $100, $200 billion a day. We're only $37 trillion in debt. No, let's just spend. Let's go into a new war. I mean, it's only a 37-hour flight for two B-2 bombers to fly over there and drop $1 billion worth of ordnance on a third-world country with no nuclear weapons. But let's do it anyway, because, I mean, what's the problem? Yeah, but back in the Gulf War days, what was our debt? Less than $1 trillion. Now, there you go. All right, back to Viva Fry for me. Great work. And if you dare voice the slightest bit of concern about the trajectory of the administration, you are an anti-MAGA grifter. The more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. And the same people that actually vote in an American First agenda, a free speech agenda, if you violate that, they'll limit your speech and take away your freedoms. Tom, Tom, say that again. Nobody's telling you that, Tom, but you, I know. Same people, if you have a fervency where you follow a man, you worship a man, no matter what he says is right, you go in on an agenda of free speech, not banning speech, no vaccine mandates, all those things. You go in with that agenda. You're like, you know what? That's where we stand. And then you decide to ban the speech of those who are against you because you have a acolyte agitprop mindset. Nobody's banning speech, but what I've seen is how dare you say anything against Trump. Like Laura Loomer's hysterical because She goes off her rocker on Trump and turns on him and then attacks people who turn on him. I mean, it really is. These are the wildest times ever. The absolute wildest times ever. Don't you worry about what you'll lose. No. I can't live with myself being an agitprop liar whore. I can't do that. I guess a lot of these MAGA people can. Not me. I can't be somebody who said, you know what? No new wars. No more Middle East entanglements. And then when Trump does it, I say that it's right. I can't be a whore like that. I guess some people can. I can't be that way. Go to the next one for me. So here's Donald Trump's True Social post. It's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the correct Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be regime change? MAGA. That was quick from we were just attacking nuclear facilities to regime change, and now that's all changed because of this peace accord that's been violated by Israel over 300 times since 2008. We'll see if it lasts. Go to the next one for me. I hope it does, by the way. So let's look at that date down there at the bottom. 6 years ago, the United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing the Middle East. Thousands of great soldiers have died or been badly wounded, but because it didn't happen this time, it makes the strike correct, right? Okay. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East, Aaron, what does that say? Into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made. But when Trump does it, all the MAGA morons jump on board and say it's right, even though Trump said it's wrong. All right, go to the next one for me. So here's Glenn Greenwald video. Is that where we're at, guys? I'll make sure I'm on the right spot. Yep, Glenn Greenwald video. Trump also described how in his first term, nobody visited the White House more than Miriam Adelson, who gave him $100 million for the 2024 campaign, who is always, always urging Trump to do things for Israel. And we'll get into the detail. Nobody visited the White House more than Miriam Adelson and her now deceased tycoon husband. Play for me.
You know, Miriam and Sheldon would come into the White House probably almost more than anybody outside of people that worked there. And they were always after, and as soon as I'd give them something, always for Israel. As soon as I'd give them something, they'd want something else. I'd say, give me a couple of weeks, will you please? But I gave them the Golan Heights, and they never even asked for it. You know, for 72 years, they've been trying to do the Golan Heights, right? And even Sheldon didn't have the nerve, but I said, you know what? I said to David Friedman, give me a quick lesson, like 5 minutes or less on the Golan Heights. And he did, and I said, let's do it. We got it done in about 15 minutes, right?
All right, so there we have somebody visiting the White House named Miriam. Go to the next form. Miriam Adelson, who visited the White House more than basically anybody who's even employed there. That's weird, isn't it? But Trump just spontaneously decides to follow Israel to protect America from a country who's no threat to America. Somebody asked in the chat earlier, wouldn't you defend Israel? Yes, I would defend Israel. If they were attacked, I wouldn't support them attacking a nation that's not even a threat to them outside of Hezbollah and Hamas, which are basically gone. They don't have a delivery system. You realize you have to have an intercontinental delivery system that actually goes into outer space, and you have to have a re-entry system also? Do you think the Iranian mullahs have that? By the way, they categorically don't. And that was confessed to, that was testified to, by Tulsi Gabbard in March. And Trump was all on board with it then. What changed? Oh, I don't know. Israel, S.L. Canthan tweet, Israel bought the Iran war for just $200 million. What Miriam Adelson and AIPAC gave Trump for his reelection. Great investment, by the way, they give to both parties. So they get to control both parties. So basically, both parties do whatever Israel wants them to do. After fooling MAGA voters, those are the real MAGA people, in mass deportations, manufacturing debt reduction, Mr. Peacemaker will now get the U.S. mired in another disastrous Middle East war on behalf of the Zionists. Now, I don't agree with part of that, but I wanted to give his tweet its due. I don't agree with part of that. And I think Trump, is an abject disaster. And listen, there's a big chunk of his base, like me, that is questioning things. Because who exactly made this war happen? Is it that little lady right there? Who is she, by the way? Let's look. Marian Adelson. Leave that up for me. Put that back up there for me, side by side. Marian Adelson is an Israeli-American physician, businesswoman, philanthropist, and conservative political donor. She was married to Sheldon Anderson until his death in 2021. As of May 2025, estimates place her wealth at a mere $29.5 billion. As of 2024, she was the 58th richest person in the world. Notable holdings include the Las Vegas Sands and the Dallas Mavericks. She is the current publisher of Israel Hayom with her family. Owns the Las Vegas Review Journal, so she is in Israeli media and United States media. Since the 2010s, Adelson has been one of the Republican Party's largest individual donors, and since 2016, she has been one of the most prominent financial supporters of Donald Trump. She and her husband provided the largest donation to the 2016 campaign and the largest donation to the 2024 campaign. His presidential inauguration, his defense fund against the Mueller investigation, she also donated to those things, and the 2020 campaign. She was the third largest donor to Trump's 2024 election bid, donating $106 million. Adelson has consistently advocated for U.S. government to adopt pro-Israel policy. So why would she be giving the money? For Israel or for us? I mean, all you know, MAGA purist, allegedly. Why is she visiting the White House more and more and more? For your good? I thought it was what's that A stand for? make America great again.
Right.
But I mean, $200 million worth of donations to Donald Trump and endlessly being at the White House, according to his own testimony, more than an employee, that was all for America or for Israel. So what was the $200 million for? Just curious, okay? Adelson has consistently advocated for U.S. government to adopt pro-Israel policies, including supporting Israel's annexation of the West Bank. Trump awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Man, $100 million, that buys a lot.
Wow.
That buys a lot. Oh, Trump would never do that. Stop being an acolyte. He's not God. All right, let's go to the next one. Earth hippie video. Here's a sucker punch. Most Western politicians are either bought or blackmailed. Tucker Carlson, play for me.
Never taken money from the Israel lobby, have you?
Taken money from the Israel...
From AIPAC.
AIPAC raises a lot of money for me.
AIPAC is lobbying for a foreign government. And
false.
I don't... It's not.
No.
It's lobbying for the United States.
It wants America and Israel to be closely allied.
It's lobbying on behalf of the interests of another country.
So that's not true at all. And if
it's not true.
No.
How much contact do you think AIPAC leaders have for the government of Israel?
No idea. AIPAC are Americans,
but
they're not Israelis.
Hold on. There are tons of Americans who lobby on behalf of foreign governments. I know them. I'm related to some of them. I know how it works. I'm from here. My only question is, why don't we admit that is what's happening? You're denying it, but it's true. Why aren't they registered as a foreign lobby? You're saying that they don't coordinate with the Israeli government.
Of course, I coordinate. Do they talk with them? I don't know what they do.
Don't you care?
Hey, Aaron, keep that one loaded up side by side. And then we're going to play it and just leave the volume on. I want to just leave all of our volume on. I'm just going to yell over it. But I want you to see what it's like to be a paid whore. Because you can ask me anything about my life, I'll give you a definitive yes or no. Why is that? Because Matthew chapter 5, verse 37 says, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Side by side, that thing, Aaron, play it for me. Go ahead, hit it. Go all the way back and then get the volume going. Just take it all the way back and hit the volume.
Taking money from the Israel.
Go all the way back to the beginning.
AIPAC raises.
Go all the way back. Roll it back. Rewind all the way back to the beginning and start.
Taking money from the Israel. AIPAC raises a lot of money for me.
No, that wasn't the beginning. Go all the way back. Very, very beginning.
Got to find the right thing.
Okay.
Taking money from the.
Okay, there we go. Go back it up 5 seconds.
AIPAC raises a lot of money.
Never taken money from the Israel lobby, have you?
Taking money from the Israel.
From AIPAC.
AIPAC raises a lot of money for me.
AIPAC is lobbying for a foreign government.
AIPAC. AIPAC is the Israel lobby, but it's not lobbying for a foreign government.
Israel to be closely allied.
Because all the people that work at AIPAC live in the United States, but they're not lobbying for Israel, even though they're the Israel lobbying firm.
It's not true.
And when Ted Cruz is asked the question, have you ever received money from a foreign government? Is that a yes or is that a no?
AIPAC or American, but not Israeli.
I just wanted you to actually see, broken down, a man equivocating pathetic, absolutely pathetic human being. And Ted Cruz has always been a pathetic human being. Refused to endorse Trump. Remember that from the RNC? Dutifully wore his mask. Dutifully got vaccinated. Dutifully went home. Dutifully quarantined himself. Dutifully stood 6 feet apart. Dutifully advocated for everybody to lock down their businesses and churches. He's always been a whore and he'll always be a whore. And by the way, AIPAC and the Israel lobby was all in favor of the vaccines and the COVID policy. Go bless them, everybody. Bless Israel. Come on, go bless them. You think that's what the Bible says because you're an ignoramus who doesn't actually read it. Somebody told you that so you believe it. Somebody also told people to wear masks and take 12 vaccinations to be fully vaccinated. Where the heck am I? Dissident media?
Yep.
Okay, here's the list. Play it for me. Let's go over the list. There they are. Here's everybody taking money from Israel. And lo and behold, we end up bombing for Israel. But it's not motivated by the campaign contributions. But all the MAGA people were saying, though, before that everything was motivated by campaign contributions. But then when Trump appears to be motivated by campaign contributions, he's not motivated by campaign contributions. That's weird. I mean, that sounds kind of agitprop-ish, isn't it? All these people, go back to the beginning for me. All these people, starting with Donald J. Trump, receiving all this money. Look at all this money going to both sides of the aisle. So everybody bombs for Israel. But when Donald Trump bombs for Israel, you have Amy Klobuchar receiving AIPAC money. There's Adam Schiff receives AIPAC money. But Donald Trump receives AIPAC money, and then he bombs for Israel. But it wasn't because he receives AIPAC money. But if Adam Schiff bombed Israel, it would be because he receives AIPAC money. That's the stance of the foolish, ridiculous, sycophantic MAGA fake. They're really the fake MAGA people. I don't even want to call them MAGA. It's just fake. They're really just low IQ fake human beings that will follow whatever Donald Trump says. All right, let's go to the next one. Hodge Twins tweet. Y'all remember how you felt when Charlie Cook did this poll 10 days ago? Look at the date. Should the U.S. get involved in Israel's war against Iran? I'm sure that that was mostly Democrats that he was talking to. You know, all the Democrats that follow Charlie Kirk. Right? So basically everybody now currently for the war back in early June was against the war. And what it says here, should the U.S. get involved in Israel's war? Everybody said no, but then when Trump did it, it made it right. So that makes you a principleless prostitute. Because if Trump then, I mean, think about it. Trump goes against your principles, so your principles change. Who do you worship? See, my principles are in the Bible because I worship the word of God, which is Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 14. Jesus is the word. So I worship the word of God, who is Jesus. So my principles never change, but everybody else's, well, I mean, just 2 weeks ago, all of these people that are now in favor of this tactical strike, not a war, tactical strike, suddenly, all those people that were against our involvement in the war, it wasn't even regime change, it wasn't even full warfare, involved in the war. Everybody who was against it 2 weeks ago is now for it because Donald Trump entered into it because he received $200 million from the Israel lobby. All right, go to the next one for me. President Trump saved Western civilization from a nuclear holocaust. Really, from a country who has no ability to deliver a nuclear weapon? They can't even deliver it via an airplane. They can't refuel in mid-flight. The damage to nuclear sites in Iran is said to be monumental. Prove it. There's no radiation on the ground, so what exactly did you explode? Go to the next one for me. I love this. This is tweet of the night. This right here is the living embodiment of abject idiocy. And by the way, that is a certain large percentage of the MAGA movement. Are mindless morons like Laura Loomer. Today, this is what she said. Look at the date. January 29th of 2024. Today, Nikki Haley went on CNBC and called for the U.S. to bomb Iran. Nikki Haley wants more war in the Middle East, which means more dead U.S. soldiers. The only person who has proven that he won't create more wars is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the pro-peace candidate. Next up, 1 year later, here's Laura. Breaking, President Trump confirms the U.S. bombed all three nuclear sites in Iran. He said all U.S. planes are now on their way home. Thank you, President Trump. So she is thanking President Trump for doing diametrically what she's against. Think about it. She is thanking Donald Trump for doing what she hates because Donald Trump did it. What, I mean, what more could you be than just an empty shirt? A soulless, oreless, principleless, political whore. Seriously, what more could you be? Nikki Haley, gonna bomb Iran. Oh, can you guys go to the previous one? The Laura Loomer, the one before this one? Remember what she said? Donald Trump saved the Western civilization from nuclear holocaust. Now go to the next one. Remember what she said? Nikki Haley. She said Donald Trump saved Western civilization. Today, Nikki Haley went on CNBC and called for the U.S. to bomb Iran. Nikki Haley wants more war in the Middle East, which means more dead U.S. soldiers. And then she says Donald Trump, by doing what she said, understand this. Donald Trump does what she opposed Nikki Haley doing, but when Donald Trump did it, he saved Western civilization. This right here is the embodiment of all of you idiots out there claiming that this is a righteous strike, who were against it not 2 weeks ago. And if Biden never did it, you'd be fervently against it. But because you're idle, and you need to be real careful, the Bible warns about idolatry. But because your idol did that which is wrong, it is now right. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Isaiah 5, 20 and 21. All the ways of man appear pure in their own eyes, but the Lord tests the spirits. Proverbs 16, 2. Now, here's the thing. If you believe something was wrong 2 weeks ago and Donald Trump does it, now you call it right? You are that person who's calling what is wrong right and right wrong. You are that person. You're justifying it because that's the MAGA line. Okay, you know what your line needs to be? The Holy Ghost and the Bible, not the MAGA line. Go to the next one for me. I just want to remind everybody, here's Kamala on Iran. Play it for me.
Let's hit on some more foreign policy.
There's a bug in here.
Which foreign country do you consider to be our greatest adversary?
Well, there are different reasons that we should be thoughtful about each. Most recently, I think there's an obvious one in mind, which is Iran. And look, I mean, Iran has American blood on their hands, okay? And what we saw in terms of just this attack on Israel, 200 ballistic missiles, what we need to do to ensure that Iran never achieves the ability to be a nuclear power, that is one of my highest priorities.
So if you have proof that Iran is building a nuclear weapon, would you take military action?
I'm not going to talk about hypotheticals at this moment.
I just want to congratulate all the people in MAGA that are in full agreement with Kamala Harris. Go to the next one for me. And you're also in agreement with Judas. President Trump made the right call to deploy American forces. Is that where you stand also? Congratulations. You and Judas have exactly the same stand on a political issue. Congratulations on that. Go to the next one for me. So you also agree with Meghan McCain, who has also adopted your verbiage. Because you're calling people like me woke right and a fake MAGA person. Well, you know what? Meghan McCain agrees with you. Mike Pence agrees with you. Congratulations. You and Megan and Mike are all now good buddies, and you all are in full agreement that people like me are the woke right. Tucker's woke right. Matt Gaetz is woke right. Stephen Bannon is woke right. Alex Jones is woke right. Owen Schroyer, woke right. You're in full agreement with Meghan McCain. All the people who are pushing, pimping, and whoring everything COVID push for this attack, and now you're in agreement with them. By the way, Donald Trump was one of them. He pimped COVID. He pimped the vaccines. He pimped them up to midway through the latest campaign, where he's finally told to shut the heck up. He can be wrong, folks. He has been wrong. He was wrong with how he handled Canada because he basically enabled Mark Carney to be elected over Pierre Poilievre by continuing to run the idiotic 51st state crap. All right, go to the next one for me. I just want everybody to know who they're in agreement with, because I'm not in agreement with Lindsey Graham. I'm not in agreement with Mike Pence. I'm not in agreement with Meghan McCain. I'm not in agreement with John Bolton. You are if you're in favor of this attack. As usual, President Trump is spot on. There, that's how you agree, right? You and Lindsey, you agree. If that's you and you agree with the stack, you and Lindsey are right on the exact same page. You know who else agrees with you? Go to the next one for me. Post-millennial, Chris Christie, play for me.
So, Governor, are you surprised that the president ultimately did this?
I'm not, John. And I think that the president deserves an enormous amount of credit. This is against type for him. I'm sure it was a difficult decision. But what I think his analysis was he cannot live with a nuclear-weaponed Iran. And Israel did all the heavy lifting. They wiped out any of their air defenses, really severely damaged them in what they've been doing over the last week and a half or two. And the president saw an opportunity that he might never have again. And I think we see the way we dealt with North Korea, that we missed opportunities to take them out before they became a nuclear power. I think Donald Trump looked at this and the president said, I'm not going to let the same thing happen to Iran in what is an even bigger powder keg in the world.
So again, I just want to congratulate you for being in agreement with this guy. This one, I mean, again, if you agree with this, because Chris Christie, I'm trying to think of all the names that I've shown tonight. The people that are in favor of this bombing are Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Bolton, Chris Christie, Meghan McCain. Who else do I got on the list here? Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, they're all in favor of it. And then you are too, and you think you're right. Oh, that's because Donald Trump agrees with them. So what was wrong has now become right because the anointed one has placed his hand upon what is wrong and made it right. So here, I'm just going to read some of I got to go over just a couple of Thomas Massie things before we go. I'm already way over time. But anyway, we can do whatever we want, but I'm just saying I'm way over time. But anyway, so I'm just reading this one, guy. You're going to, Brent, just go with the flow of me on this. I'll tell you when to post stuff because I'm just reading some stuff. Thomas Massie, he put out 3 bombings to neutralize Iran might be the 2025 version of 2 weeks to slow the spread. We'll see. I hope the ceasefire lasts. Because I want Trump to be successful. I want our military to be successful. And I don't want innocent Lao Beijing people to die in either country. Innocents in Israel, which 24 are dead. Innocents in Iran, where 700 are dead or 200 are dead. I can't remember. Maybe it was 700 total casualties. I don't remember. At least 200 dead inside of Iran. All right, now go to the next one, which is the Calvin Coolidge Project. Is that it right there? That's not it. That's a video.
This one here.
Okay, there we go, right there. Put that one up there for me. There we go. Just then, President Trump has created a Kentucky MAGA pack. So now you're in favor, if you're a Trump acolyte, you're just a Trump agitprop sycophant, that you want to primary Thomas Massie. Really, the only one not receiving Israel lobby money from AIPAC. The only one. Just then, President Trump has created a Kentucky MAGA pack to help fund a primary challenge against Thomas Massie in 2026. The PAC will be run by Tony Fabricio and Chris LaCivita, 2 Trump lawyers that are idiots. It said the PAC, who lost everything having to do with anything legal having to do with Trump, said the PAC would spend whatever it takes to defeat Massie. That's a great idea. Oh, pro MAGA, 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 get rid of Massie. That's brilliant. So me saying that I'm pro Massie, does that make me fake MAGA?
Apparently.
I guess I'm fake MAGA now.
Yeah.
Even though 2 weeks ago, if you were pro Massie, you were pro MAGA. But now Donald Trump's against Massie. Now to be pro Massie makes me fake MAGA, right? That's the rules, right? You know, go back if you can, guys. Aaron, just hunt this down for me and tell on our stuff. The Laura Loomer tweet, which the two-sided Laura Loomer tweet. Because I gotta show you one more thing with, yeah, there you go. Just put that up there for me. So I just want to go over this. So real MAGA is the top part. Today, Nikki Haley went on CNBC and called for the U.S. to bomb Iran. That's real MAGA, right? And now fake MAGA is when you disagree with President Trump bombing Iran at the bottom. So to qualify, so now fake MAGA was real MAGA 2 weeks ago, right? Just like Laura Loomer's tweet here, which is a year apart. So roughly a year apart, year and a half apart. So real MAGA, the real MAGA is now fake MAGA, and fake MAGA was what she originally espoused a year and a half ago. Isn't that weird how it's all turned out, how it's all turned on itself? Everything's inverted, just like the whole world gets inverted, and now MAGA itself is inverted. But I see, I'm still rooting for Trump. Trump is doing great things on the economy. Gas prices are going down. Even with the threat to the Strait of Hormuz, oil prices are going down because Trump is a great economic president. This right here was a huge mistake. Huge. But if anybody can recover from it, he can. But turning on Massey, another horrendously stupid move, and he's going to be humiliated. All right. Go to Glenn Greenwald tweet towards the end. There we go. Perfect. AIPAC tried to remove from Glenn Greenwald Thomas Massie from Congress last year. The same AIPAC that gave 100, the same AIPAC in Israel lobby, not all at once, was given $200 million to Trump, given zero to Thomas Massie, and then tried to remove Thomas Massie from Congress because he refuses to have an AIPAC handler. For those of you that don't know, which I'm sure all of you do, it's a red-pilled audience, whether you're mad or not, it's a red-pilled audience. You know that AIPAC is the lobbying firm for the Israeli government, but they all live in America, so Ted Cruz can say they're not Israelites. Israelis. AIPAC tried to remove Thomas Massie from Congress last year for questioning U.S. financing of Israel. In a giant coincidence, Trump just announced a pact to remove Massie, and Trump receives millions from AIPAC. It's as if he's doing AIPAC's bidding. It's almost like he did AIPAC's bidding a few days ago when he took out, with no proof that they were taken out, their nuclear sites. Now, here's who you're in agreement with if you love AIPAC and you love attacking at Israel's command. GOP warmongers like Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, Thune, Ted Cruz, Randy Fine, and Dan Crenshaw are all welcome and have no problem at all. Donald Trump has had no problem with any of those guys. But he's calling for Thomas Massie to be removed. And by the way, Thomas Massie came out against Trump's $1 or $2 trillion anti-COVID bill. You know, you're going to put out Trump's anti-COVID bill to fight a 99.9% survival virus. Let's spend, because Donald Trump spent $3 to $4 trillion on a cold. And Thomas Massie stood against it, and he called him somebody who basically just stirs the pot, a pot stirrer then. You know, how about we just don't spend $3 or $4 trillion on a cold that nobody's dying of? That's what Tom Massie espoused that, and Donald Trump ridiculed him then. And he's saying the same thing here, because what Thomas Massie is saying, if I can find his quote, three bombings to neutralize Iran could be the 2025 version of 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Donald Trump was wrong. Donald Trump couldn't have said 2 weeks to flatten the curve more than he did. And now everyone pretends he didn't. I don't. I hold him accountable. Go to the next one for me. Just want to show you the money. Let's just show you the money. Thomas Massie, AIPAC, Thomas Massie. Zero. Go to the next one. Whoops. $230 million from AIPAC. And now, so AIPAC tries to remove him from Congress. They fail. Donald Trump gets $230 million from AIPAC and now wants to remove the man who refuses their money. That's weird, isn't it? Go to the next one for me. Robert Barnes, in the orbit of Alex Jones, Massie will win easily. This will embarrass Trump, and he will. All right, that's good. 1036. All right, for those of you that survived, appreciate your monthly support from K.S. McGregor, 1963. If you notice, I'm not begging anybody to stay. I say what I say. Church closes, closes. I'm fine. I'll go move inside of the mountain, ski down to the ski lift every day. Chop some wood at night, get a part-time job bagging groceries. Just for some pocket money. I don't care. Okay, you need to understand. Ask Aaron. Can you go on? You put yourself on?
Yeah.
You flat out ask Aaron, have I ever changed?
No.
Have I ever been any different?
No.
Have I always been a suicide bomber?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's why I love you.
That's it. Kamikaze,
me
baby.
Me too, baby.
Drinking the sake, putting my samurai sword in.
That's right.
That's it. All right, Rumble Rants. Nate Dad 1, thank you so much. $50. Genesis 5V2, $10. Thank you so much. Chopper Supernut, $2. Thank you, guys. Love you. We can disagree. If I called you stupid, I stick with it. I don't take it back.
Yeah.
That's where I stand. You can call me stupid back. I don't care. All right. Love you. Appreciate you back here tomorrow. Oh, we got the post game. Still do that. The post game is really good, by the way. I'm done screaming at you. Who knows until tomorrow if you want to hear it again. But anyway, love you. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.